Can you talk a little bit about your approach in a non-protocol setting, as well as some of the clinical trials you are involved with right now in rectal cancer in terms of neoadjuvant therapy?
Actually, unfortunately, rectal cancer always is like the young brother of the colorectal cancer situation. So it means that the clinical development of successful therapies is quite far from colon cancer. Fortunately, we are moving fast now, and we are introducing polychemotherapy schedules in the neoadjuvant setting in combination with radiotherapy when treating patients with radiotherapy. Unfortunately, at this time point, both the American community and also the European community try to treat patients with rectal cancer with neoadjuvant chemoradiotherapies, especially those that are locally advanced. So at this time point, although we don't have the definitive results, we treat these patients with either 5-fluorouracil or capecitabine in combination with radiotherapy in the neoadjuvant setting, plus the addition of oxaliplatin in these clinical trials. And actually, we are going to start now a study in Europe, mainly in UK and in Spain, of neoadjuvant treatment with oxaliplatin, capecitabine, radiotherapy, plus or minus cetuximab in patients with rectal cancer. So we are moving quite forward. Unfortunately, it's very difficult to have data on phase 3 studies. So we are moving forward, but really in obtaining data from randomized phase 2 studies. But it has been shown that the pathological complete response rate, it's a good surrogate for taking decisions from these randomized phase 2 studies without having data from randomized phase 3 studies.
What do we know about how adding in oxaliplatin in the neoadjuvant setting affects toxicity?
Actually, I would say no, because really the safety profile of oxaliplatin when administered either on a weekly basis or in a every 2 week basis is very feasible. Actually, there are several reports and publications on oxaliplatin plus 5-fluorouracil in continuous infusion plus radiotherapy, or oxaliplatin plus capecitabine and radiotherapy. So I feel comfortable on this. And also, we have to take in consideration that those patients with rectal carcinoma that receive oxaliplatin in the neoadjuvant setting and then after surgery in the adjuvant setting have at the end less incidence of polyneuropathy because they have a gap on the treatment that it's like 8 weeks between the end of the chemoradiotherapy program, the surgical procedure, and the start of the adjuvant chemotherapy for the next 4 months. So most of the patients that are treated with rectal carcinoma can receive the total dose of oxaliplatin, whereas the patients that are treated in colon cancer, as they receive the treatment continuously, they cannot achieve the total dose of oxaliplatin. So I think that really polyneuropathy in rectal cancer is not an issue.
What about local effects in terms of potentiation of radiation therapy toxicity?
This is a good point, and unfortunately, this is not really well addressed in clinical trials. Fortunately, the studies that are being held now have at least 2 different quality of life tests for these patients. One is the general quality of life for patients with rectal cancer, but there are some specific tests on the anal function that really at the end is what might be worsened with introduction of more drugs. But at this time point, we don't have information on this issue if we are going to increase the long-term anal toxicity.
How do you approach in a non-protocol situation the decision for neoadjuvant therapy between capecitabine and infusional 5-FU?
Actually, to be honest, I give the option to the patient. You know, I'm used to use 5-fluorouracil in continuous infusion. I have been working a lot with this drug, and I feel very comfortable with it. But a lot of patients complained on having a pump continuously for 6 or 7 weeks. So really, this is an issue. And really, if the patients complain on this, I give the opportunity to them to receive capecitabine as an alternative.
If they ask you, am I going to compromise my anti-tumor effect by doing that, how do you respond?
Actually, they ask that, but I think that with the data that we have by now, I would feel very comfortable. Obviously, the NSABP are all for study, will definitely address this issue. But I think that for the time being, with information that we have from the phase 2 studies, I feel comfortable with this decision.